of you coming out to support me, and I thank him that I am able to give you all a word that came from him.
Amen.
So, on tonight, our scripture reading for tonight is coming from Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And when you have found it, please say amen. I don't know about you all, but I plan on being here for about an hour.
Help her, Jesus. Help her.
I just thought I'd get that out. Is everybody there? Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And when you have found it, please stand. Amen. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You may be seated. The title that I have chose for tonight, it takes me back to the first sermon that I did on March the 3rd of 2020. And my title was, The Struggle is Real. And you all, the struggle is still real. The struggle is still real, but God will supply. Humans require a lot for survival, including food, water, air, and shelter, to name a few. It would seem logical that we could be happy if we had all our basic needs, but so often we are not. Even when our needs are met, we stress over our wants, such as bigger houses, newer cars, expensive clothes, etc. Philippians chapter 4:19 tells us that God will supply our needs, but he never promised to meet all our wants. We simply want too much. In truth, getting all our wants does not guarantee happiness. Even the wealthiest people experience misery at times.
Right.
Whoever said money cannot buy happiness does not know where to shop. Here in our text, Paul was imprisoned while writing a thank you letter filled with gratitude for the people of Philippi who generously loved and supported him. He wrote this letter to encourage them because he believed that God would reward them for their kindness. They supplied his needs according to their poverty, and in return, God shall supply their needs according to his riches. Which brings me to the breakdown of this scripture. When I read this scripture, I was like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to present this thing. I don't know where to, you know, it starts with my. So here we go. Number one, my God. Not your mother's God, not my father's God, not my sister's God, not my brother's God, not my goodness, not my bank account, not my skills. Paul emphasized it was his God. Mm-hmm. He has a personal relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
You see, he proclaimed him as my God. Mm-hmm. Who is he your God on tonight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you he is my God. He's my God because he is my joy in times of sorrow. He is my way maker. He is my wonderful counselor.
My.
He is my Prince of Peace.
My.
He is my everything.
My.
He is my God. Number two, Now we're going to move on to the promise. Here Paul says, "My God shall supply all your needs," not might supply or could supply. Psalms 23 tells us that the Lord is what? My shepherd?
Yeah.
I shall not want.
Uh-huh.
An elderly lady was praying, asking God for help. She prayed, "Oh Lord, I'm in the need of $100. Please send me $100. Her praying became very intense and loud. "Lord, I'm playing with you. Please send me that $100. Her window was slightly ajar, and a man passing by heard her and was deeply moved. He stopped on the sidewalk outside her house and took out his billfold. All he had to his name was $50. He knocked on the door, and when she answered, he said, "Ma'am, I'm a member of the local Baptist church, and the Lord told me to give you this money." She thanked him. He went his way, and she went back to her knees. She prayed, "Lord, thank you for answering my prayer, but next time, please don't send it by a Baptist. He kept half of it." Well, maybe she wished for $100, but actually needed only $50. At any rate, God is the one who supplies our needs.
Mm-hmm.
You see, God never promised to meet all our greed. When the child of God is in the will of God, serving for the glory of God,
come on here,
then he will have every need met.
Come on here.
Now we're going to move on to provision. Told you I'm not going to keep y'all long. God's treasury is limitless. God's glorious in Christ Jesus are centered in what comes into our lives when we allow him, his love and his truth, to be centered of our lives, to be the center of our lives. You see, I'm going to close with talking about how good has been to me. Mm-hmm. He woke me up this morning,
well,
clothed in my right mind. Yes. And I can't thank him for what he did on Calvary for me, for all my dirtiness and my filthiness. Mm. He saved a wretch like me, uh-huh, and he did the same for each and every one of you. And I thank him on tonight that he allowed me to transform into this woman that I am of God on tonight. And I thank you all for coming out and supporting me.